I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. You're listening to theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Doug Leahy from the band The Next Generation Leahy. So welcome, Doug.
Thank you so much.
And thanks very much for taking the time with us today. I know you must have a very busy schedule, and you have a big family, too.
We do. We have a busy schedule, but a lot of people think we have a big family. We have 8 kids. But I'm one of 11, and my wife is the youngest of 13. So we still think we have a small family.
Okay, well, that is actually a big family in today's world. So
absolutely. No, we both grew up in big families, and we've always wanted lots of kids, and we've been blessed with them. So
good. What are their ages?
The eldest is Adele, and she is 13 years old, and the youngest is Eliza, and she was born on July 5th.
Oh,
2015, yeah.
Okay, so you have quite a range there.
Yeah, quite a range.
And from what I've read, they're all very interested in music, too, and they're definitely following in their mother and father's footsteps because your wife was involved with music, too.
Yes, both Jennifer and I have been involved with music pretty much all our lives, and our kids really love music. We try to inspire them by letting them hear great musicians and introducing them to new instruments through great players. And they very obviously have a talent in music, but they really love music. So that makes it pretty easy for us in the sense that, you know, there are times when you have to get them to practice their lessons and stuff. But for the most part, they just want to play. And when we get to go do shows, they're inspired and they love traveling and performing. So, yeah, it's pretty neat for us.
Judging by the pictures on internet that I've been looking at, they're certainly very enthused about performing and very, very happy looking.
Yes, they've grown up with it. We have a lot of cousins. They have a lot of cousins that are involved in music. And that's what we try to do is find ways to inspire them. And when they're around other kids, doing similar stuff, they get inspired. They want to be part of it, and so yeah, it's been a really great experience for Jen and I, and for the kids to this point. It's been really wonderful.
Are they following in pretty much your footsteps too? Because the band Leahy, you grew up in that band.
I grew up in that band. I'm in that band, and you know, I've talked to people about the kids, saying how you know what they're doing is really great. But it's important that they're always improving. And I had a gentleman ask me one day, he said, Doug, he said, you tell me, how good were you when you were their age? And I had to reflect on that, because when you see what these kids are doing, it's rather shocking. It's for the ages that they are and the instruments that they're playing and the caliber or the level at which they're performing is I'm impressed with it. And I've been around a lot of great music all my life. So, yeah, we're just very fortunate that they love music.
Oh, they definitely seem to take to it. Now, they're homeschooled. Basically, I guess you get to decide their curriculum, too.
You know what? My wife, Jennifer, is a teacher. She went to school to be a teacher, but that wasn't the reason that we started homeschooling. But it certainly works for us. It's not for everyone, but it's fantastic for us, especially now that we're traveling a bit with music. And the kids are involved in so many events, sporting events and musical events, and other parents in homeschooling take kids and do activities. So they get quite a range of stuff, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, it's Celtic music, is that correct?
You know what, it's Celtic-based. Leahy, you know, all the kids play fiddles and step dance and play the piano. But our eldest, Adele, plays the cello. Gregory is the oldest boy, and he plays the French accordion. He actually takes from a great accordion player by the name of Sabin Jacques, who lives up near Quebec City in Beaumont. And they do that over Skype, which is pretty neat and pretty interesting. And then there's a guitar player. We do a lot more vocals, I guess, than what Leahy does. And, of course, the French-Canadian step dancing is a huge part of what we do.
Quite intricate, then.
Yes, there's quite a variety. And, you know, that's what we try to do, is bring the children's personalities out. Most of what we do is by ear. And we want the children to be able to express their personalities through their music and dance. And when you see a show, you'll see that for sure, because they all do similar stuff, but they all have unique styles and unique personalities, and we try to feature that in our show.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you're coming to Centennial Theater here on the campus of Bishop's University this Sunday, November 29th, 3 p.m. It's a matinee?
It's a matinee, and we invite everyone to come on out. And the one thing, if I can say, is that we get a lot of parents that bring their kids out, and they're so excited they bring their kids, and then parents that don't bring their kids out are always upset that they didn't bring their kids out. And again, we find that it really inspires kids to see other kids doing music as well. And we get that question asked a lot of us, is how do you get the kids to practice? And really, that's what we try to do, is inspire them, because when they are inspired, it's limitless what they can accomplish. So, we invite you to bring your kids.
Certainly, definitely inspiring for children to see other children succeeding. And okay, now the Christmas show, is your music covers, the songs, or from something original?
So the music that we play in our Christmas show, there are Christmas hymns and carols that we play and sing. None of those are original pieces.
Okay.
They're more of traditional pieces, but we still put in our show, there's still a lot of dancing and music that we have arranged or written to some degree, or the kids have been involved in. So the Christmas show has quite a bit of Christmas material in it, but it's not just Christmas. It also has dancing and fiddling and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Quebecois music. And, it's still a variety of music.
Okay, great. Now, you've been to the area, is it twice this year already?
We were at, we were in Sherbrooke for the Festival of Traditions,
mm-hmm.
and we played at the Piggery in North Hatley as well this year.
So definitely people that will be looking forward to seeing this show this Sunday, Leahy, the Next Generation. That's great.
We've been asked for a long time now about any recordings, and we haven't had a CD, but we did record a CD, and we're hoping to have it with us if it can be manufactured on time. We're going to have our brand new CD with us, so we're pretty excited about that. I tell all of our audiences, no matter where we play, that the music that we play has been more influenced by Quebec than any other style of music, so we're kind of excited that we can have it available first in Quebec.
Well, that's really nice to hear. That's your first CD?
This will be our first CD, yes.
Very exciting. Yes. Very exciting. Great.
Yeah.
We wish you all the best. And if somebody wants to have a little bit more information about the band, your address to your website?
Our website is thenextgenerationleahy.com.
Okay, and that's L-E-A-H-Y.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Doug.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye.
Bye now.